And welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Friday, May 20th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now, for your news. More news in relation to Superyacht Amadea as it awaits a decision on its future in Fiji. Details of the case have emerged in regards to two legal appeals filed in the court in Fiji even prior to the agents boarding the vessel, stating that the real owner was a different wealthy Russian and that the U.S. had no jurisdiction under Fiji's mutual assistance laws. Furthermore, it was revealed that Amadea switched off its transponder shortly after the invasion of Ukraine, sailing from the Caribbean through the Panama Canal to Mexico, arriving with over $100,000 in cash before sailing across the Pacific Ocean to Fiji. According to paperwork, Amadea was headed to the Philippines, but the Justice Department believes that it was actually headed to Russia. The appeals court is expected to make a decision in the next week or two, which will cost the Fijian government another few million that they can hardly afford. Keyson Yachts found itself in troubled water earlier this month when it was revealed that the ultimate owner was a Russian billionaire that was on the sanctions list, with companies like Rolls-Royce pausing cooperation until the full picture of ownership structure was determined. Today, Keyson Yachts has announced that the ownership of its company has passed hands and is once again 100% Dutch-owned. This will come as good news to Heesen's over 1,000 employees. And with a full order book on hand, it looks like Heesen may weather this storm. The Spanish government's Merchant Marine Directorate has ordered the provisional seizure of the 27-meter yacht Sasha, which is currently moored in Club de Mar in Palma de Mallorca. The Palmer Harbor Master's Office has been instructed to hold the yacht for as long as it is necessary to check on ownership in line with the European Union sanctions. Club de Mar has been instructed to report on supplies or services for the yacht that may indicate possible movement. With boating season starting in Finland, like the U.S., boat sales have shot up, with a record number of new boaters to be expected on the water this year. There has been a surge of sales in secondhand boats, with over 30,000 boats having changed owners annually. Orders for new boats have been up as well, but with the geopolitical situation, supply chain problems have meant that the availability of new vessels is limited, with around 5,000 new boats being registered each year. Boating is a billion-euro business in Finland, with more than 70% of boats manufactured going to export markets. We have all heard of DUI, possibly had one or two. Not me. But in the U.S., BUI is becoming a pretty big issue. When we think of accidents and deaths while on the water, we think of mechanical failures, weather, or even simple error. However, that is not the case. According to the United States Coast Guard, the leading contributing factor in recreational boating deaths and a major factor in most incidents is actually boaters under the influence, hence BUI. In the U.S., in order to be considered safely operating your vessel, your blood alcohol concentration must be under 0.08. If local law enforcement suspects that you are under the influence, the same rules of drinking and driving a motor vehicle apply. You will be subject to a field sobriety test, and you could end up in jail. The world over, boating is on the increase, so please boat safely. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Friday, May 20th. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here Monday morning at 0600 CET midnight EST. I hope you all have a fun and safe weekend on land or water, whatever your pleasure may be.